But he said, the sound of the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the song filled, the voice of those who say, give praise and thanks to the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. For his steadfast loving kindness, mercy, endures forever. How long? And for those who bring thank offering into the house of the Lord, for I will restore the fortune of the land as they were at first, says the Lord. How many of you know that Adam didn't sweat until after he sinned? How many of you know that we didn't have thistles and weeds in the earth until after Adam sinned? I was talking to the men that Friday, Thursday night on the prayer conference call. We were talking. And I think some of you old enough, probably young kids, may not even have a clue what I'm talking about. But I was raised in the midst of them. How many ever heard of, I think I'm pronouncing it right, cockabur. We call it cockabur. Anybody ever heard of a cockabur? You heard of it, haven't you? I asked them, so I got a larger audience today. So I'm going to ask you, how many of you ever know, have heard of, you know of, scientists or any individual, you know, what's his name, Booker T. Washington, that discovered all those different things with the peanut? How many of you know anybody that's famous or unfamous or sort of famous or knowledgeable or have done anything worthwhile with the cookbook? Any kind of fruit, any kind of medicine, any kind of anything ever come out of the cookbook? I want to know about it. Because I'm going to say a few things. You're going to help me praise and worship and rejoice and glorify God. Got a few things to say. How many of you know? Anybody know anybody? Have you heard of anything? Have you researched or found out? I'm going to look it up and see. If they ever used a cockabur to bring up any kind of medicine, any kind of cure, any kind of food, any kind of vegetable that's on the market that we can use as beneficial to our lives. So far, we have no answer. We have the answer, no. Joy has a sound. What Jesus has done what God has provided and how Jesus came into a sin-cursed world and brought to us redemption. And gave us a right as well as a privilege to be born into the family of God. with all the rights and privilege that a child of God should have. When we were outcasts, outlaws, heathen, enemies, God sent his only son, the gift of his son. His son was a gift. For renegades, lawbreakers, liars, cheaters, thieves, and all the rest of them, that we could join him again. And there have been many who have joined the family of God. Amen. Many is in the family, but they're saved. They are just born into the family. They're depressed. Many have been born into the family, but they don't know who they are. Hello? But joy comes. Hello? Anybody ever see a family? So they're having a baby. New baby come in the house. What did that baby bring? Joy in the house. We had to happen to us 7 times. We had one, then another one came. Joy every time. Even though there were more mouths to feed. Joy has a sound and it has a voice. Why is it that in the midst of too many saints, they want to be quiet? They want to fold their hands.